Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. Today we're doing a show on dreams. Do they really tell us stories of the truth? It's one of those things of focusing on dreams. Can they save our lives? Can they give us guidance? I'm going a little more depth about the whole thing. We've talked about it before as well, but dreams are very powerful. Dreams seem to be like almost the point of being a stem to people's lives. So we're going to go a little deep about that too as well. And next week I got this guy named Lawrence J. King. He has a show on here where it's about, how would he put this? He has authors on his show. So I think it's actually the author talking show. I have to get that more information on that because I'm actually was waiting for him to send me the information for the show. But he's going to be on here next Tuesday. I also have a guest who's going to be with me today, Dee, who's also going to be with us again Monday as well. She's very powerful in the sense of some of the things that she's trying to bring to the forefront that I think would really help a lot of people. So, and also my co-host today is Barbara Reynolds. Barbara, what's up?
I'm here.
I know you are.
It's an incredible day.
Yes, it is an incredible day.
It's now warm and everything.
Yeah, that was incredible, wasn't it? Sitting there going over everything and the situation about, I walked outside and going, okay, I think I need to go inside and wake myself up. This has got to be a dream because it's been cold for so freaking long. But, yeah, so I'm also going to bring on Dee. And
hi,
Dee. How's it going? How are you?
Speaking of dreams, I was dreaming about this weather for quite some time.
So your dream's coming true, huh? There you go.
Yes, it is. See, it just takes time to manifest. But hey, that's what they say about dreams.
It is. So a lot of people have had. You ever had any lucid dreams?
What's that?
Have you ever had any lucid dreams? So real and so vivid that you thought you were actually living there, and you got mad because you had to wake up.
Yes, those are the ones you don't want. Yeah, some of them are the ones you don't want to wake up from. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
or you wake up and you say, oh, no, it was a dream, because you want it to be so, you know, want that to be the real thing, you know?
Well, here's one for you. Okay, here's one for you. Have you ever had a dream that you woke up out of and you thought you was awake and then you woke up again and then you woke up again and then on the third time you woke up, you wasn't sure if there was another dream to come out of? It was almost like a sequel of dreams and a dream and a dream. You ever had one of those?
Oh, that's kind of like 3D almost.
Yeah.
I think I like that.
How about
but
you, Barbara?
I haven't experienced that one.
I did.
I've experienced that a few times, yeah.
Yeah, I had one about an ex-girlfriend I had, and what freaked me out was I was dreaming about her. We were back together. Things were going good. I woke up out of that going, damn, why was I dreaming that for? And I fell out of bed and woke up again out of that dream. And then when I did wake up, I could smell her perfume in the room. And I went through the whole house looking for this woman everywhere. And I said, I guess she's not here. But the perfume was so strong in that room at that time. I really felt like it's one of those dreams where you're dreaming about her at the same time she's dreaming about you. And there's something about the whole thing where you, I think the ideal, sometimes when those dreams happen, I think the reason that happen the way they're happening is because you're still with them. So it's taking a while for you to get back home before you can actually come up out of your dream. So it's like those are sequels of you coming back. Boom, boom, boom. Here I am. And it's like, put me back, put me back. I don't want to do this anymore.
Talk about a dream come true, you know, with the perfume and all. Wow.
Oh, yeah, because I've had dreams about the one I have most. There's, I would say lately they're metaphoric. They're just like constantly certain things. Like I know for a fact I've done readings for people that do dream interpretations, and people have dreams and they go, there was this house, and they were looking at the house, and they thought it was a house they were supposed to live in, but it was actually the house that was representing them. And each one of the rooms was a different part of their life.
Wow, so the family, interesting.
Yes, as we walk through the house, the kitchen is full. The kitchen is like done. I mean, it's like, you know, this is the one room they really focus on the most. And this is when they kind of like decorated the whole thing. And this is where they spent 90% of their time. And then as you go through the house, the room started getting more blah, I guess you would say. Where you could see they were focusing on themselves and their health and that kind of thing. But when it came to like going to the family room was actually empty. So there wasn't really a lot of focus on family, but there was about responsibility. So then you go to the bedroom, and the bedroom was also very active as well. But the kitchen and the bedroom was very active, very, a lot of detail, a lot of thought put into those, but the other rooms were just, you know, little extensions of things that they thought they had to do. Because the one person in particular was not married. Wasn't focusing on family, but they were also at the same time when you talk to them, they were talking about how come they couldn't have a relationship or why a relationship wasn't in their life. But when you sit here and look at the dreams tell stories. And as they're telling the story, I tell them, well, you're not really focusing or putting any kind of energy into family. And the person was like, she said, well, I just want to get married. I want to have a family. I said, I'm sorry, dear, but when you go from single to being in a relationship, you must sit there and look at your subconscious thoughts as well of what you're thinking, what a family is, because something in your subconscious mind is telling you that this is what family means to me by being with your significant other. But you have this vacant family room, which you're not really putting the energy into. So she was like, Usually when you get to they're thinking.
It is amazing what dreams tell you, you know, messages behind, you know, what you see, because it's, if you take the time to, you know, figure it out, you'll see the reflection of your thoughts coming out in different ways. So it's always nice to just look at your dreams for what they are to get the real meaning behind what you're seeing. You were just saying, I think that is so interesting. And sometimes people take their dreams for granted. You know, they just, you know, kind of don't even think twice about them. But it is really sending messages your way.
People,
so.
I also want to tell everybody, too, that we're also answering questions and doing readings today. Like we always do on our show, we always set a time out where you can call in and get your answers for your questions. And we're doing free angel readings today. And the rest of the ladies here will also answer questions, too. How do I say that? Answer questions, too. So if you want to call in, the call is 646-721-9031. I also do private readings, so if you want to call me for a private reading, right now for the people who call the show, it's $65 for a 60-minute session, and the other one, $45. $45 for a 30-minute session, and if you're a person who just wants to jump down there to a 15-minute session, they're $30. So just jump in there and get those as quick as you can. And if you want to call me, it's 937-838-6337, or you can go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And Barbara, so for the people who are just tuning in who don't know who you are, let everybody know who you are, because I think you're a very fantastic woman and very talented. I love your readings and challenging. I think they'd be really to get a lot from those things. So give everybody your information, too.
Okay. My name is Barbara Reynolds. I'm a life transformation coach, and I channel and which means I give intuitive readings on what it is your guidance wants you to know. And I also have a radio show on Fridays at 2 o'clock Central Time called Getting the Answers to Life's Questions, where I answer people's questions about their lives. And I have a website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. And I give a free 20-minute reading to new people, a 20-minute session, so we can cover whatever it is you want to cover during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? I'm going to be on a television show on Monday.
You are.
Oracle TV. Yeah, huh?
Oracle TV.
Uh-huh.
Didn't I see this in an episode of Sliders?
Hmm?
Didn't I see this in an episode of Sliders? The Oracle show, you know. actually, no, seriously. In one of the episodes of Sliders, what had happened was the Earth had evolved to where psychics and oracles and mediums and stuff were actually the doctors of the day. So if you want to get
something,
so if you want to get a healing or you want to have something to figure out what's wrong with you and that kind of stuff, what you would do is you would go to an oracle or a psychic or a medium, and when you go to the hospital, they would have hospitals too, but instead of seeing your doctor, as in per se like we see now, we would see a healer. Too. We know for a fact healers are very psychic too, because they can feed into you, and by focusing and really getting into the depth of the problem, they can actually see the root of it quicker and help you heal and get past it quicker too. So I just thought it was kind of a cool thing where it was just, you go in as wizards and, that kind of thing, and it was that's how it was. They were kind of strange in some ways, and even being in this business, I've met some people that I kind of like thought was kind of off the wall. I listened to a guy last night who actually talked to his guides out loud. So he'd be talking, and then all of a sudden his voice, basically what's happening is you're hearing his guide talk through him. Because it was funny, too, like they argue with each other. I think it's this way, and the voice would come to go, no, you're crazy. This is what's really going on. This is what's really up. I'm going, wow, that's exhausting. Just listen to this guy. So, Dee, also with the situation that you got going on, because you was on the show last week, I thought it was very fascinating. So if you could just tell everybody about all the things that you got going on in your life and who you are. And you also do readings too, right?
Yes, I do. I do the angel readings. And I'm an author of a book, A Passage Through 9/11. And you can find that on Amazon.com. I have my website is divineresolution.com. And I'm in the process of creating a spiritual path adventure. And I'm a spiritual advisor also. And I'm busy doing the things I really love to do.
Well, that's good. That's
and I'm
like
on a talk radio show.
Who's that?
Blog radio show.
Okay.
So I appreciate that. Thank you.
No, it was just very fascinating when you were talking about this wife path. That's like a, I guess, like a game or.
It is.
Like,
well, actually, when I thought about doing something like that, I actually did think of it more in terms of a board game. And then I decided it would be nice instead of using one of those board pieces. You actually were the person who was able to step into the board, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
In the path, you would lay out your path, and you actually walk it. And each time you walk your path, you pick about 40 path cards to lay out, and you walk it according to the numbers you pull. And then it gives you a message of when you land on something, it gives you the message, the spiritual message.
Mm-hmm.
And then along the way, you might be asked to pull a forgiveness card or an affirmation or
mm-hmm.
A wisdom card. But what happens is, because I believe life is a reflection, and
mm-hmm.
you really do receive messages that pertain to you. So it's very, very interesting. And
well,
what
you should think about doing is actually putting out CDs, computer CDs, where you could actually really realistically be in the game and walk the board.
Yes, I thought of that too, because now you can do anything. Technology is really quite fascinating, and I thought about that. I will look into that too, because you know that's also another option.
I'm just telling you.
I like that idea.
I'm just saying with
the
impressions.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, with the impressions I'm picking up with the whole thing, you definitely see a lot of success behind that. You see, it's almost like you're getting a lot of thoughts and ideas, and you should really take into consideration of seeing how many of them you can actually bring into reality, I guess you'd say, to bring into play.
Yeah.
I think for each and every one you bring into, it's like almost like having something else spring off that, where they could also be a combination, where they're all connected to each other as well.
Yes.
Oh. So that came to me very clearly, where I could actually visually see that people walking through there, they could actually, in some ways, you look at the situation of putting it in a program where people would be walking like they do spiritually. You know, they have the robes and stuff, and people go, how come everybody looks like they're between 28 and 30 years old when they're in spirit? And I said, because that's why you look all the time. The spirit never ages. It's the people.
No.
Yeah, even the body that really doesn't have to age. It's the idea of power of thought. And because that means you, seriously. Scientists are still trying to figure that one out. Why does the body age? Sure, we get, you know, there's certain people who get subjected to certain environments, but still, at the same point, it doesn't make sense. So
I think a lot of times your beliefs have a lot to do with certain things in your life, you know. And of course, here we are, you know, where people age, and so everyone has a belief that that has to happen too. And,
well, yeah, commercials all help.
I'm just saying that's probably part of it.
Yeah, it's like from the day you're born, people keep telling you all the time, you're going to die. I'm sitting there going, you know something? If it's really so, why do you guys keep reminding me? That doesn't make sense.
Right.
So
they don't want you to miss out.
Listen. Huh?
They don't want you to miss out.
They want you to miss out on what? Age?
No, the fear of dying, probably.
I guess. When I look at people going, people look at me all the time and say, are you going to die? I'm like, no, I'm going to live forever. And they go, how's that? That's not possible. I'm sitting there going, you need to scoot over there with those impossible people over there, okay? Over here.
You'll over have here, to have a show on that sometime, you know, celebrating death. Looking
well,
at it
actually,
in a good way.
Yeah,
you'll have to have a show sometime on that.
Yeah, the idea of saying, when you pass away, do you ever hear the word pass on? So once you pass on something else to everybody else and say, it doesn't really have to go that way. So celebration. I do like certain cultures that do celebrate it. They have a big old awake and everybody parties and eats, and then, like Italians and stuff, you know. You know, Uncle Joey died. It's time to party, you know. And I wouldn't be surprised if Uncle Joey's sitting there going, yeah, I wish I was there. And, you know, looking on the whole thing, that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, celebrations are celebration of the person. Maybe we should, because we had a person was talking to her last week, too, I think, and I can't remember who it was talking about. Everybody keeps talking about the end of the world, and she goes, well, so what if the world ends? We'll all be in spirit again. That sounds like a happy time. So I was like,
well, it does. It does. It depends on your perception of it, you know.
Yeah.
If you can get past feeling like you're the loss itself, you know, you can look at anything, you know, in a different light. If you know the meaning behind it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no, I understand completely. I've actually had situations since, like, really working with the spirituality and that kind of stuff since I was 10 years old. There's certain things that have happened when people die, and I just never really took it really hard. And I think the reason I did is because I always felt like they were still here, or still around, or in some ways something. I guess it was the idea of looking at it more positively, saying, okay, well, there's spirits around me all the time, so I guess my cousin, when he dies, he'll be there too, because he used to bug me all the time anyway. So why should he stop now? You know, so it's one of those things, you know. And then my grandmother died, and people were like, well, you know, why do you feel about that? I don't know. And then some years after that, after I'd gotten divorced, I felt like she would pop in from time to time and fold my clothes up and clean my house.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it's like looking at all these things and going, you know something? Maybe the reason I didn't take those so hard and start crying about them was I never saw them as something sad. It was just transition. So, so when you start living certain ways and looking at things certain ways, you have a tendency to have a different outcome about the whole thing. And I always notice people sit there and say, well, you should feel like this. And I'm sort of going, why should I feel that way? I'm not feeling that way, so why should I feel that way? You know, okay, you're crying, so you want all of us to cry with you and make you feel good. I said, well, and we did that. It didn't work last time. You know, it's like there's a lot of people who have a tendency to take things too extreme. You know, they're sitting there going, well, it's hard to let go of this. It's hard to let go of this. And you're sitting there going, well, if you keep saying that, you're just reinforcing it. And they're going, well, I should. Well, it's almost like a responsibility. I have to hang on to this. Some kind of guilt thing. I don't know what it is. I actually read in the Bible. There's a place in the Bible that says flat out that when a person dies, you should mourn for them for 30 days and let it go and move on and live your life. Because it says if you hang on for more than 30 days afterwards, then it's more about you. It's a victim thing. Oh, that person left me, or God took him from me, and you're sort of going, no, actually, that was the end of his contract, and he had to go. He didn't feel like renewing it. And the reason I say that is because I've actually done palm readings for people and done readings for people where you can actually see where there are certain parts in their life where they were supposed to pass on and they didn't. They changed their mind. Or they redid their contract. I don't know how you want to put it. But in certain it depends on the person I was talking to. Everybody has a tendency to do it in a different way, but they do it.
Yes.
So that case is I don't see an end for me. I mean, look at my show. It's a psychic X journeyman. If you look at X, it's actually an ancient symbol for infinity.
Oh yeah.
My birthday. If you take my birthday and take 2 and 6, it's 8. Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
So everything. So when I say these things, it seems like I can also find the information and the facts to back it up. So therefore, I have a lot of confidence. I think the vision I got was sticking around and living forever, being immortal. And then one day saying, you know something, I've had enough of this. So it's time to go. And then just going on.
You decide. That's right.
So I'm just saying, some of the things that have come to me in dreams is things like that. I mean, I've been having dreams and visions about Atlantis and a lot of things and just seeing things in a different way. That I've actually been working on a lot of things, too. So I feel like when you have dreams, they just don't have answers for you. They can also lead you into certain directions, or they can bring the light of certain talents that you should be focusing more on. I was picking up on energy and trying to focus. I got this vision of focusing and trying to create a ball of energy in my hands. It's just the idea of taking energy in your body and centering it and focusing in different directions. And when you start getting to the point where you can actually really get good at doing that, it's not the idea of throwing energy balls at people, okay, guys? This is not charmed. But what it means is it's the ideal. We had a show yesterday, we were talking about focusing psychic energy to go in the direction you wanted to go into. But it also helps you to realize the direction that you're going into by being pulled along with it, because it's pulling you. It's like if you're off the path, psychic energy is something that pulls you back on the path or helps or directs you back to where you need to be at. From time to time, even as a society, I think we can get knocked off the path. Because I've actually seen things where I had a dream where it says the more people who come to spirituality, the more it seems like the earth balances out more. The people who get more negative and try to pull people to the negative side, the more unbalanced this world gets. So, you know, those were pointing things out to me for questions that I was asking myself. The idea of saying, like with Atlantis, of thinking about things on an individual basis, of saying the ideal of having a society that is strong with itself, there also has to be strength within, which is the individuals of the whole thing. They're like having a huge building, and all the people that are in society are the pillars. And as long as those pillars are strong, everything else works together. But when you start having little weaknesses here and there, we've seen it was like, where was that at? I think it was in Texas, where that freaking football stadium, the freaking roof came in.
Oh, the dome?
Yeah.
When they did the Super Bowl, the Dallas dome?
Yeah, that was so funny because they had cameras, and you were sitting there, the cameras were just sitting there, it was real quiet, all of a sudden, here comes the whole freaking roof, and all this snow come pouring in, and you're like, That was kind of cool, man. I'm pretty sure the people who actually built it and knew there was something going on that night or had some kind of event going on, I'm pretty sure they didn't think it was cool. But you know, with certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
And just letting angels and focusing on your dreams and taking them for what they are and learning from the situation. I mean, I've answered so many questions, and sometimes when you have dreams, sometimes a dream can just simply answer a question. Not really predict something's going to happen, but it could be like we had a show last month, I think it was on dreams, and I was talking about there was a certain dream that I had about my ex-wife, where the dream starts off that me and my ex-wife are having sex, and then my brother walks in, who she's married to, come walking in. He looks at us and goes, "Hey guys, how's it going?" And he walks in the living room and he watches football. And people go, "Oh, so you want to get back with your ex-wife?" And I said, "See, that's what most people would think. But see, you're not looking at the dream. Plus, I think you also have to take into account of what's going on in that person's life at that time. Because the dreams are actually playing themselves out to answer questions of what's going on in your life right at that moment." So that's what I did. So I started focusing on, okay, what was I asking? I don't want to get back with her because she's crazy. So I knew that wasn't it. But I always asked a question about my brother because how nonchalant he was. Or as some people would say, non-caring, or just didn't really act like they didn't act like a close couple. So I always felt, I said, what would happen if he came in and caught us doing whatever? How would he react? And the dream was basically playing out on some things of what I think would happen. Well, I think he would just walk in, and football is more important, so therefore he wouldn't care.
They do say a lot of times if you have questions, the best time to ask is before you go to bed so that you can get your answers in dreams. So you can specifically ask what what you might want revealed, and it does come to you.
Yeah, I actually have a book called Angel Power, how to harness angel power or angel energy in your everyday life. And there's actually meditations or prayers or however you want to call them, maybe both meditational prayers, where they talk about how to, there's actually one prayer in particular that you say right before you go to bed where you want to remember and be, it's like opening up the possibility of being taught and being learning, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually trying to find it. I always have these things right here, and then when I go find them, it's like I feel like there's 300 more pages in my book that wasn't there before, and I got to go through to get there. I am so... Barbara?
Yes, I'm here.
With the situation of... we've all different goal of dreams. And the most dreams, I don't know if a lot of people have ever had these kind of dreams, but when you walk into some place and you have a deja vu kind of thing. Now, I've had three kind of different deja vus. I've had deja vu, I've been there before, where I feel like I was actually there, where I didn't have no dream or nothing, I was going with it or a vision. And then there was another one where I felt like, in some sense, that I had a vision about it early that week or something came up in my mind. I saw a building or something, and now here I am inside that building. Or the third one is I had a dream. And as I'm walking through a person's house or something or interact with somebody, that dream starts playing over again in my mind. Have you ever had those before?
I've had one where I've been in a building, and I don't recognize it when I'm awake, but when I'm in my dream, it feels really familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really, when I woke up, I thought, wow, that's so familiar. Have I been in something like that? And then I had a reoccurring dream about the same building. And, maybe a couple weeks later, and I was kind of like touring each room. I was looking in each room and everything. So I did have something like that, and I still didn't really know exactly. It could have happened a long time ago where I might not have remembered it, but I find it, ironic that it was the same building. And it was really big, too. It was big. It had a lot of rooms and everything. So, I did have that experience.
How about you, Barbara? I mean, it's kind of funny. There's more than one way to have a deja vu experience. So
I can't remember a deja vu kind of dream, although I have had deja vu experiences. But I can't remember a dream connected with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was sitting, I had a couple of places where I was actually going in and looking at houses there for a while, because I used to love to sit there and go and look at people's houses. You know, and my girlfriend at the time was kind of freaked out how I would sit there and go, I wish that place would just come up for sale, and then we could go in there and actually check it out. And what we were always always attracted to big houses, big mansions and that kind of thing, old houses. And every time I would do that, we'd drive by, and a couple weeks later, she's like, my gosh. I said, what? She goes, the house is for sale. How'd you do that? Oh, thank me later. You know, it's one of those things, put it out there, that kind of thing. I just want to tell everybody else, too, in the chat room, there's one in there that says, create your own radio show, Block Talk Radio. We're also affiliated with Block Talk Radio, so if you go in there and start your show, check it out. It's one of those things, it's an experience. If you have something to tell somebody or something that you want to share with somebody, there's so many things you can do with Block Talk Radio. You can actually have private shows where you can actually invite people to come, and it's like a classroom. Yeah. I know you're all sitting there going, what? Anyway, the
what about nightmares? I remember I used to have like a recurring nightmare over there was always this big wave. It was always about water. Always about water, and this big wave was going to come crashing through where I was staying at the time. So so I actually realized that water is supposed to represent emotions. And it usually wasn't that, you know, usually was at a time in my life where there were certain things going on that I was in the midst of. So, but I would have recurring dreams about that big wave crashing through. So
right.
It wasn't very comfortable, but, you know, it wasn't as bad as a nightmare. It was enough to shake me up, you know, when but again, it was interesting because it was always at a time where my life was not, it was like on shaky ground, so
a lot
I wasn't surprised. Yes, yes.
Because you also call them, at those times in your life, they could be referred to as like emotional tidal waves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you sort of look at the situation going, ooh. Yeah, so it was a lot of emotions were going all the time. And,
it's like no control. You know, you're watching this wave build, and it was a form of like feeling like I had no control over anything.
Actually, nightmares to me are more about what, like, you have dreams that help you with things, but you also have nightmares that have a tendency to keep reoccurring because of fears, and some of those fears are hard to face. So they have a tendency to play out in your dreams and nightmares, where they're still scary, but in that situation, in some sense of the word, you still feel safe in a dream, in a nightmare, because you know you can come out of it. So it seems like it's very easy to go through when you get those things done. So it's divine guidance, but more in a emergency kind of way, I guess you put it.
I haven't had that in a long, long time.
I had this one dream I tell people about, too. If you're in a dream and people are pushing you, it's one of those dreams that tells you that what's happening is it's time to move on. You're the one, you're standing still, so that's why you get the sense of people pushing on you, when actually if you start moving forward, that would stop, because you're standing in front of what you need to accomplish. So you're standing in your own way, that kind of thing. So everybody out there, if you also want to call in and get answers to your questions, we are doing readings today. So call us at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Ask any questions. Free readings.
I think everyone's still out enjoying the weather. I don't think they've come in yet.
Yeah, probably so, because it was really nice today. So, yeah, I was actually thinking about it myself, but shoot. When I finally realized it was actually warm outside, it was a little bit later in the day. Plus, I've been kind of like, everybody wants me to sit for everybody. Babysit. I was kind of scared to death because I got my daughter told my mom to basically take off, and I'll take you out, and she said, I'll give him a ride home. I'm sort of going, she's going to kidnap me. going to make me babysit. I could just feel it, you know. Which she didn't, which was good. But she was like, she could calm down. I said, well, you know, last time you sit here and said, I'll take you home, it'll be 5 minutes. And I said, that was at 6. The next thing I got home at 8. That's 2 hours. That's a lot of 5 minutes, you know. I found this meditation prayer that you can actually say. It's called Communication with Angels in Dreams. It's one of those things that goes off something like this. I relax and let the cares of the busy day be lifted from me. All tension flows out, all stress relieved, and I am entering the calm sea of tranquility. It is the moment to be still, a time for rest, for solitude and serenity, to be at peace with myself and with my world, at ease physically, mentally, and emotionally. I am ready for that blessed, sweet slumber where angels minister to me without interference. I lovingly invite these agents of spirit to guide and direct me in vivid, meaningful dreams, to reveal to me my highest purpose and to show me the way of joyful fulfillment. When I awaken, I will remember their visit, the words of wisdom given to me, the practical advice offered, and the unfailing promise of their voice and hands ever guiding and guarding me on my journey of life. I close my eyes now and gently fall into deep hush of restful sleep. So,
if you want,
yes, I was going to say tomorrow, I also have a show on tomorrow, Friday, at 11, called The Missing Spiritual Link, and we're actually looking into a lot of things with Atlantis and tracing the source back, that kind of thing. We're also doing past life readings, and we're going to do starseed readings, and I haven't talked to Courtney, because she's like actually in her way. When I talked to her Wednesday, which was yesterday, she was actually going to Arizona. So, and we didn't really have her on the show yesterday, with all the transitions and that kind of stuff, and just a lot of things going on. But if you really want to check on that show and get you a past life reading, you can also call the night too. And if it comes up, I will definitely give you the information. And if you want to check out that prayer that I just read to you, that meditation, that can actually be found in, I had that book here just a minute ago. And it must have walked away. Okay. Angel energy. No, it's angel power. Angel, I think. Anyway, it's a book by John Randolph Price. He has a book called Angels Within Us. So I guarantee if you go to Amazon.com and look John Randolph Price up, you'll find that book. It's a blue book. I think it's Angel Energy. How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. And that's where there's a lot of them in there, too. They got one on relationships, one on prosperity. It's just endless of the information you can find in there. The angels and the law of attraction, the law of life, just to put things in perspective for you. So check that out. And like we're talking about today about dreams. Dreams are like the things that you said, really, seriously, guys. I also feel like people who say they don't remember dreams are people who are not really open to solutions as quick as most of us are who remember our dreams. So it's like,
yes,
okay.
They do say that everybody dreams. I've heard that.
Yes, the point is, if you don't dream, see, when you dream, in the process of dreaming and rapid eye movement, you also, what happens is you go into a deep sleep, and then you kind of have a more, I don't know, I guess you call it shallower sleep. So you dream real deeply for like 4 hours. You go 4 hour intervals. And if you don't dream, what would happen is, it's a time for your mind to wander and do all kinds of stuff, because we have our mind so focused when we're awake. And some people have actually said, if you read the books on dreams and that kind of stuff, there's all kinds of theories that some people think, this was a theory back in the day, and a lot of people still believe this, that when we dream, what we're doing is we're going from this world into another world, into another dimension. So therefore, we hang on that dimension for a while, and then after 8 hours or whatever, we come back to this one. So it's like a transfer. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. In the book I wrote, I actually used dreams as because it's a fiction story, but I actually use dreams before there were people coming into our readings to give us answers, because they were coming from a different planet, actually. And their purpose was to come into our readings to give us information that we needed to hear while we were sleeping. So it's funny you should say that. It just reminded me of that, like going into another world, or because I always thought that, geez, when I go to sleep, I feel like I'm not here, obviously, because nobody, you're not aware of anything here. So sometimes I wonder, you know, like, geez, where do we really go when that happens, you know? And so it's, but it just reminded me of that.
Yes, it's amazing, because I've actually talked to a lot of people too. Dorian Virtue was one I talked about when she wrote, I think it was Healing Therapy or Healing with the Angels, where she said the first part of the book. Yeah, the first part of the book was channeled through angels. So she wasn't really aware of what it was. She was just almost like in a state where it was almost a dream state, where she was just typing what they were telling her.
Yes, yes. It's like you can get information. Well, actually, if your mind is quiet and everything, you know, I believe that there is that spiritual realm that you can, you're more open to information. There's no distractions. Your mind is, you know, you're resting. So you could get that kind of information, which stands to reason that would be the best time to receive.
One thing I was going to say real quickly, the dreams and that kind of thing. Well, I was talking about deja vu. If you sit and think about deja vu, to me personally, what is going on, it's like I've always said before, guidance and angels and that kind of stuff are always leading you in the right direction to keep going forward and to stay on the path, the right path, as in the path that you've chosen. And these other decisions that have a tendency to take us away from that whole thing, or ego or whatever it is, because the angels are always centered, trying to override that. I guess you would say have balance in our lives. Just certain things do come up, but at the same time realizing we have no limitations. So if you see about these deja vu things, it's like how deep is guidance when you have your angels telling you basically that you're going to be in this place and sometime in your future, if not in the next week, or certain things happen, then they just happen. You always want to know why, but I've always noticed in certain situations these deja vu things of meeting people. There are certain people I've met that I saw in a dream that was going to happen first. And it was always something about these people that I needed to know more about it. Or even for me to either be on guard or to be relaxed and be open to that person. So I thought it was just a form of guidance too. So it was one of those things that kind of like, just look at that whole scenario, huh? So how deep is it?
Right. There's also that deja vu people. Some people believe in the reincarnation and that you've lived that experience before, and that's why it feels so real to you. And that's another topic, but I've heard of that also.
Yeah, actually someone in the chat room has a question. Let's see. I'm not a fast typer, okay, guys? So,
so Dee, do you keep a dream journal?
No, I really don't, but I've heard that's a good idea. They say to leave a notebook right by your bed, so because a lot of times you wake up in the middle of the night and go back to sleep, what happens is you'll forget in the morning. So I've always heard to leave a notebook by the side of your bed. And I haven't practiced that, to be honest. I think that would be a great idea. Keep that?
Well, I have a notebook right beside my bed, along with a pen, but I never actually remember to write in it.
Well, at least it's still there.
But then you're too tired.
Well, what I do is, you know what I do? I tell everybody, I said, what you should do is go to Walmart and buy you one of those little tape recorders with those little cassettes and put it by your bed.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I can think, I'm thinking and talking about it, but the idea of writing it down, for some reason, you know, that's a little too much thinking.
Yeah.
So it's like getting the
that
whole thing.
That makes sense. No, it does.
So I would start doing things like that. I get that whole thing, and I would say the same. I would say the same thing Barbara just said. I have a tape recorder, and I haven't used it yet. So it's like, you know, a lot of things. But also, I mean, just think about it too. I have a lot of friends I talk to about this stuff too. So therefore, I get a lot of input from everybody too. So I'm always talking about it, and I do know for a fact that the more you talk about it, the more you start recalling. So, you know, anything that you can do to stimulate that memory. But I, like I said before, I think the coolest thing I've ever done is just, like most people say, just you could use that prayer that I said, or you can just say, hey, angels, you know, help me to remember in the morning when I wake up, if there's anything that I need to know or need to remember, help me to remember that. So, therefore, I can recall it, use it, and do what I got to do. Because a lot of people have actually said that in the process of their dreams, they always felt like they went somewhere. Like they went
right.
to a classroom or something like that. We had this woman was on the show in the mornings where we were talking about starseeds and that kind of stuff. And people, this one lady was talking in particular where she wanted to get a starseed reading because she wanted to know where she was going, because she felt like she was actually leaving the earth and actually leaving this universe and going somewhere. And she saw herself in a classroom where it was like a bunch of people being taught. But she also looked out the window, and it wasn't blue skies. It was starry skies all the time. So she was just kind of curious where she was going. Because you have to admit that sometimes with situations like Star Trek, I mean, if you like Star Trek, there's a lot of cultures that are almost similar, but there are certain different things about them and where they come from and what they kind of do and the environments, and they have a tendency to adapt to those environments, but they still have a, I guess you call it a humanoid figure and that kind of thing.
But, Star Trek.
Huh?
I said that's probably the right word, you know, for Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
But, I've heard of dream travel. I've heard of that. People will specifically, you know, go to different areas in the world when they're dreaming and things like that. And I don't know if they, you know, consciously, before they go to sleep, say, I'm going to go, you know, travel here or there. But I've heard that's very common, to travel to different places while you're dreaming.
Yeah,
and I don't know if they're actually leaving their bodies, because I've heard of that too. You know, that's never happened to me, but that they actually leave their bodies and travel mm-hmm. different places while they're dreaming. And they find that, you know, very natural.
Uh-huh.
And obviously they come back when it's time to wake up, hopefully.
Actually, I've seen people do that do that as well. I had a lady, one girl who actually was, she had a way of astral projecting herself when she needed to distance herself from situations. And one particular situation she got herself into where two guys took advantage of her at a party and raped her. But what she did was she left her body, and she said she was up in a corner of the room watching what was happening. And she felt like it was a really great tool to do that, because it took her away from the situation to realize that nothing was actually happening to her.
Yes.
It was happening
yes.
to her body. So therefore she could separate herself from the situation, then deal with it and let it go and realize, you know, okay, you know, that just happened, and also to look at it very clearly and say, okay, if I would have made this decision, and if I would have done this, then this would never happen mm-hmm. in the first place. But she said it, by distancing herself from the situation, made it easier for her to confront it and let it go a whole lot quicker.
Wow.
So, you know,
yeah, that's interesting. So that
yeah.
is very possible, like to leave your body. You know, that's,
There's actually a part
of
the body. Well, there's actually some sections in the Bible that talks about the golden cord. Where it talks about this
okay.
golden cord that's attached to the spirit. So the spirit can leave the body from periods of time, do what they got to do, but the cord keeps you here on this earthly plane. But they were talking about it was like horses. You know, horses want to stay in the stall. They don't come out sometimes. They just want to stay there. And if we had the chance to do that too, they was thinking about get yourself into a bad situation. You just say, to heck with this, I'm out of here. See you guys later. And it was one of
I'm going to send my spirit shopping sometime.
There you go. And save yourself some time, huh?
Absolutely. Hey, you know.
So we're clocking.
I'm trainable.
Yeah.
I didn't
so
know
we all
it was
send
possible. Nobody knew it was possible. Hey, I'm all for it.
Whatever can make your life more easier. You know, I think I need something to work on. So let's see what we got here. We got an hour and 10 minutes left in the show. It's 8:49 p.m. So what is this? February 17th, 2011. This is the Psychic Journeyman Show, in case you guys just popped in. Now we have Dee with us, who you wrote a book called, what was it, Dee?
A Passage Through 9/11.
A Passage. I want to write that down. A Passage.
Yes. Through 9/11.
Passage.
Yep, a passage through. Yep, 9/11.
Passage through.
Now, yeah, P-A-S-S-A-G-E, passage.
Okay,
does
through.
Does that make sense here?
No, yeah. No, I got that through. Part. I was at, it was through.
Okay, yes.
9/11. No, I was just saying, I was here looking at the idea of focusing on the idea of the passage. You know, when you say passage through 9/11,
yes.
Is this like a personal account of yours or something that you shoot?
Well, it actually a fiction story, but it also brings 9/11 into it because it's on an emotional level where there's a loss and there's healing that needs to take place and to be able to love again. So.
Mm-hmm.
It covers a lot, and 9/11 is brought into it because there is a lot of tragedy in that, and it's very emotional, and it just gets lost in the story. So,
no, the reason I was focusing on that was because of I was going to have there's this lady named Star. She was supposed to be on the show last week, and she had a lot of problems with a lot of things going on, so she never made it. But she was talking about it. She said that 9/11 comes up with her all the time because she actually has a brother who was as part of the whole thing, and how she put it was he said that her brother had actually unwillingly I don't know how you do that, I'm sure there's a good story behind that too as well, that they were talking about helping the government to basically create what happened to I don't know. There was two stories. One story was the idea of World War II, that the United States wanted to get into the war. So they actually created certain events that happened because they basically put them into play that would bring about that. And someone said the same thing here, where it's like there were some people that wanted to, like George Bush and that kind of thing, wanted to go and get into this. They wanted war because the economy was bad. Certain things were going on, and the economy always seems to thrive when you have war going on, at least in the first part. So there was a lot of things going on, and she had this story that I really wanted to bring to the air, where she was telling stories about the account of her brother actually being a part of this, and actually telling her later on that he really didn't realize exactly at the time that what he was ordered to do was going to bring about what had happened. But he was definitely part of a conspiracy cover-up, the whole thing. And I think in some ways there might be, but I think it's more the way of covering it up the situation because the government has a tendency to get relaxed with a lot of things coming through because there's a lot of crackpots who keep calling in and you know, complaints. And the FBI said they were getting constant threats and that kind of stuff on the country and that kind of thing. And this one came in where someone had actually told them exactly.
Yeah. Right. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes.
No, it's just what I was saying.
Yeah, you never know. There's always stories. There's always conspiracy stories, you know, that surround a lot of different happenings, and you never really know. It's never really uncovered. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting to even think that that could go on.
And even after all the stories have been told, and when you do hear the truth, since all the other stories have been told, it kind of blends in with the rest of them. So you're not really sure what to believe or not to believe. When actually you're actually hearing the real story. Some things are true no matter if you believe them or not. That's just the way it is, you know. Do angels exist? Some people say they don't.
Yes.
If you've ever actually experienced the situation on a first-hand basis, then you would have a different kind of thing on the whole thing. So this is what this story was about, where this guy was actually in the midst of all this stuff that happened to the point where if you ever heard the guy's story, it really is hard to dispute that it happened because the passion and the intensity of how he tells the story. You know,
he was personally involved in it, so that would be obviously, more in line of truth. That's hearsay,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I think.
we just put it in perspective and say, well, people do perceive things. If you've ever been in an accident or a car accident and interview the interview witnesses, if you have four or five witnesses, you get four or five different stories on how it happened, but they were all, their perceptions were all in different angles too, different levels or certain beliefs and that kind of thing.
Yes.
So it's like taking all the stories together. Actually, they're trying to get to the point right now. The reason there's so much focus on CSI and these investigations and that kind of stuff and forensics is because they're trying to go more with the forensic, because those things can't be influenced. They are what they are. But a eyewitness, you know, they interpret it a lot through what they see, the angle that they're seeing it at, their beliefs, their background, the whole thing. So there's a lot of variables that can actually interfere with what the story really is. I mean, I've done it before with relationship counseling when you're talking to two people and, you know, she says it this way, he says it that way, and you start looking at the situation going, you know, something, they could both be right, you know, and you kind of see things in the situation like that. It's the same thing with dreams. Most of the dreams, I do dream interpretations too, and most of the dreams that I've interpreted, you really have to take into account exactly what's going on in that person's life at that moment to really get some depth into the dream itself. And then from that point on, the dreams have a tendency to take a life on their own, but then they start making sense. But it's like, because we have a lot of people that sit there and say, well, how come you asked, should a psychic really ask a lot of questions? I say, well, you know, I can really get to the point where I've been in the situation where I never have. And then you guys ask too many questions, like, how do I know that? So it's like a double-edged sword going, okay, first you say I shouldn't be asking any questions, and then when I don't ask the questions, then you're asking all the questions, and then we don't get nowhere. So we're just trying to figure those things out. I'm just saying, when you sit there with the idea of doing readings and that kind of stuff, it's the idea that when we're sitting there focusing on people, really, seriously, I've seen visions and stuff with people, but you have to sit there and look at people and the situations you are. If you have people walking in your shop that you don't know who they are, you don't have any part of their life. I mean, when I do readings, I tell people flat out, when I ask you a question of what you're doing in your life at that moment, it's the idea of trying to make sense of what I'm actually picking up. Because it's like walking in the middle of a... If you come and you walk into the middle of a movie, okay, you know what the name of it is. You know your buddy by his first name. And there's certain other couples that you know. You know where you're at, but you have no idea where you're at in that movie, so you ask questions. You're seeing this movie, you got visions, and you're going, okay, what happened? What's going on here? And that kind of stuff. So that's how it works. So I'm just saying, when you sit and put all those variables together, too, in a sense, if you start focusing on your dreams and look at the dreams as, say, the dreams, and look at them as like having your own psychic, it's the idea of asking yourself questions as you go out through the dream, or as you're in your awake life, or even to the point of, yeah, when you're in your awake life and you're asking yourself, what is going on in my life right this moment? Well, why I would have a dream like that? You're going to find the answers, and that's what I'm saying.
You have to break it down. You know, you break it down, and then you get to the core of it. You know, you don't start at the core. You basically break it down, and then that's when you know you really get to the core of the matter.
Well, that's what I'm trying to use as the idea of being psychic. That's how psychics work too. When you got visions and you're focusing and working with somebody, it's like you're picking up at that moment of what they're wanting answers to. But when we pick them up, I guess if you're clairvoyant, it's like picking up someone's dream and picking up those visions and stuff like that. So that's what I'm saying to them. When they start, so I know for a fact, when I interpret my dreams as well, I will see pictures or I will hear certain things. So it's almost like doing a reading on myself. So I'm saying with them, you know, we're talking about dreams. Do they really tell us stories? They do tell us stories. They also tell us the truth. And it's also coming through us. And if you think about it, I think so cool about dreams in itself, it has a tendency to pull you inwards, where you should go in anyway to get answers to what's going on. What's going on in your life? See how it goes? In you. And you take that whole situation and go, okay, I got it now. So yesterday I got into a fight with a girlfriend. I'm kind of curious if she's going to leave me. And then in a dream you saw her walking out the door. Sometimes in dreams you also need to take and slow down and look at things very clearly. Okay, she's walking out the door. Okay, is she really walking out the door? Are you seeing her leave? You're seeing her leave and walking out the door. But does it mean the ideal of going through the door and shutting that door? It's also taking and paying attention to the situations and noticing, okay, she walks out the door, but the door is still open. That might tell you that it's still an open situation. It's like, you know, so, you know, there are some small things that I think sometimes that don't make no difference.
You have to pay attention to detail. And a lot of times, too, if you have experienced it in your dream, some people that, oh, my God, someone's going to die. But, in fact, it could also mean a rebirth. And so there are different meanings to different things, you know, and it's in those details that make a difference. So,
and
yeah,
also,
sometimes...
Right, and I'm just saying with similar situations too, you have to look at the dream and ask yourself, okay, are you looking at your eyes and seeing yourself, or are you seeing the dream through your eyes? You know, because sometimes when you see, like if you're having a dream and you're seeing everything's coming from you, and you're looking and you see yourself doing these things, that's actually one. Good.
I've heard that. When you're having a dream, and there's more than one person in the dream. You might be one of those people. I mean, you're not one of them. You're supposed to be all the characters. There's different aspects of you that are projected into your dream. That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know how true that is, but I thought that was interesting.
Right.
I don't know if you know, each character. You're really playing a part in all of them, instead of, you know, just one of them. But again, I don't. You know, that's just information I've heard. All the time? Do you dream? Is there a pattern in your dreaming? Like, Barbara, do you dream every night, or do you dream like maybe once a week, or do you ever find a pattern in your dreaming?
Barbara stepped out for a minute. I knew she said it. I was trying to see what time it was because she also told me that she can only stick around for an hour. And I looked I looked down at the queue, and it was like, she's not there.
Okay.
Yeah, what I was doing was actually in the chat room, and there's a lady named Faith. The chat room, it's Faith Angel.
Oh.
I had a question that I sent you, and I don't know if you answered the question or not here. If you could call in, it would be great. If you can't, I understand. It's just the ideal, the thing I keep getting, that you're talking about your angels, or, you know, what are they trying to tell you about the situation? And I keep getting a lot of caution. Be cautious of the situation of the person, because it seems like you're judging the person, or I wouldn't say judging them, but perceiving things about them because of the environment, things that are around of him. You know, I saw the thing with the church and that kind of thing, and I almost get the impression they're like, what is he trying to tell you? And they're saying, well, you shouldn't be asking that question of what he's trying to tell you. You should know. You should be in tune with him, and it seemed like in some ways you're not. And I feel like the reason you're not in tune with him is because he is blocking you. He is blocking you out. And I feel like in some ways he's not really emotionally available. No, I can't. Okay, so you can't call in. Okay, no problem. And so if you're listening, did you hear if you could tell me in the chat room if you heard the last part I just told you. Because I keep getting a situation where it's more of a, it's a friendship, and I don't feel like it's really going to go anywhere. I feel like he's kind of distraught, and at the same time, watch yourself so you won't be pulled into the situation. As in, and what I mean by that is the idea of being pulled into a situation means exactly that. It's the idea of looking at the situation for exactly what you see. When you start feeling things or noticing certain things about the person that just don't stand out right, it's one of those things of looking at the situation, look past the illusion, and asking yourself, why is that? And then taking it one step further. You didn't? Okay. Okay. Okay, what I said, the first part was, I said the angels are telling you, I keep getting the idea of caution. All right? they say cautious with this person, because it seems like you're judging, like I said before, I'm trying to use the word judging. I'm trying to say you're perceiving this person of how they, who they really are by the surroundings, where they're at, church, and that kind of stuff. It's the idea of taking and being very clear with yourself and looking at this person and seeing this person for exactly who they are, because I keep getting an impression that he's not really emotionally available. And they're being cautious about the whole thing, as in something that seems like it works better if you're friends, but if it's anything more of a relationship, it seems like this person would pull themselves away, if not disappear. Okay? So the situation is very intense, very deep. Some issues with himself. But what I said before about not getting caught up in the whole thing is we have a tendency to think that we can help people and help them to get to be where we think they should be at. And that's that is an illusion. I cannot stand this downtown. People, get the hell out of your damn car and walk up to the door. Are you lazy? Okay. Anyway, if you ever seen this town, it's very small, very dinky. The ideal is when, me personally, walking up to someone's door seems to be a whole lot more respectful than beeping the freaking horn. Plus, there's at least 5 or 6 people on my street that need to get mufflers. I know it's been a bad winter. They should get some mufflers. See what I'm saying? See, now, what I'm saying to you, Faith Angel, is what you're saying is, what is his issue? What issues does he have? And the angels are saying to you, this is a reflection to yourself, that you need to focus on yourself. You need to work on your own issues and that kind of things, because of the people that are being attracted to you are reflections to help you work with yourself, work on yourself. So they're saying the issues that he has is not the important thing. And basically, to put it in a nice way, they're none of your business, because that by working on you and your issues and yourself, and keep working on that spiritual stuff, because spiritual, I've had a couple people like this too, guys, where they come, they talk to me, I've worked on myself very spiritually, I've done the spiritual work, I'm fine, I'm great, and I'm done. And I'm sort of going, what the heck does that mean? Spirituality is a progression. It's something you're going to be doing your whole life. I promise you that, because, oh, she left the room. I'm trying to be, and it's like, look at the situation. Why do people always think that if you know what the issues are and what that person is going through, that you can help them? The point is, realistically, that you cannot help that person until they give you permission to do so. And even then, it's kind of an iffy kind of thing in that sense, too, as well. So, it's like your angels are talking to you and trying to be helping you to nurture yourself by the people that cross your path. And to get crazy and get really bent out of shape, I'm sitting there going, sometimes with situations, we have a tendency to look at people and go, okay, this is the person for me. And then we stop. We don't open our minds up to the possibilities, because we keep saying, and this would be very confusing to anybody, if you sit here and told somebody, I'm looking for my significant other, I'm looking for that person I'm supposed to be with, and then you latch on to somebody and say, well, this is the person. And then you stop listening to your guidance, because your guidance is still talking, saying, no, you need to keep going. This is not the person. But we are so sometimes stubborn that we are stubborn, fearful, scared, whatever it is. It could be a combination of a lot of things, that we refuse to move on. And then we start having all these issues, or the person we're with starts having problems and issues, and you're sitting, oh, we've been talking, and nothing's really happening quickly. These are signs. They're all signs to you saying, okay, why is he not talking to you? I mean, you're wide open. You're talking, communicating. So therefore, if you're attracting the people, and I always say this all the time, the more you know yourself, that when you meet the right person, you'll recognize them, because it's you. In the sense, like attracts like. So therefore, the person you're looking for is yourself. So therefore, if you're looking at a person and you really don't see yourself in that person, then I guarantee it's not that person. And especially in a situation like communication, if you can communicate to that person but they have a hard time communicating with you, it's not your job to heal them or to fix them. Your job is to realize that you might have to work on yourself with the way you communicate to people, or how you interact with people, or maybe the idea is focusing on you as needing to focus on yourself more. We've had a lot of people tell, well, this guy's real selfish. Well, maybe it's telling you that you should be more selfish with yourself because you keep giving yourself. And we have this, I have this conversation today where we're talking to people saying, you know, when you have kids and you have all this, and da, 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 you got to give yourself up. You have to sacrifice yourself for your kids. And that is one of, that, to me personally, that is a cruel thing you do for your kids. Because if you give, if you just give yourself away, honestly, after a while, you're not going to have anything to give your kids. Because there won't be anything of yourself to give. So we have to focus on ourselves. And the reason we focus on ourselves is because the Bible says so. people are going, well, no, it doesn't. It says you need to sacrifice. No, it doesn't. I read the same Bible you guys read. It doesn't say anything in there. It says, in the ideal of becoming from single man to, you know, family man, we have to give up or let go of the single life. You all want to sit there and play this ego trip and say, well, I had to sacrifice. No, you didn't. You went to where you had to go. That was for your best good and everybody involved. So you let it go. You gave it up. You made a choice. So it wasn't a sacrifice. And even the situation, looking at the Bible and Jesus, Jesus didn't sacrifice his life. He gave his life. There's a difference. There is no such thing as sacrifice. It was something I feel like in some ways Christians came up with to make them, it's like a pity party. I'm a victim. And the Bible says, love thyself as you love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do you hear the self part, guys? If you don't do the work on yourself, then you have nothing to get there. Give to other people. If you don't love yourself, then you can't love anybody else either. So if you're not being a loving person to yourself, and we've seen this in a lot of relationships with women who address their kids. The kids are being very disrespectful. They walk all over their mother and the whole bit. And the reason they do is because the woman doesn't stand up for herself and respect herself. So no one else is going to do it until you take that step to sit back and go, respect yourself, which means you have to do the work on yourself. So when people cross your path and they're having all these issues and problems, that's not always saying, well, I need to get in this relationship with this person, so therefore by fixing him, I can fix me. No, it's saying you need to focus on yourself. When you focus on self, then you can go out there and love the world unconditionally. I guarantee it. So if anybody has any questions or any, want to get a reading here, call in. Number here is 646-721-9031. If you have any comments about what I just said and you're not too happy with it, call in. Let's talk about it because I'll tell you exactly how I feel about the whole thing. It's something I came to terms with too in a lot of ways because I've actually lived these things. It's not one of those things of just going out there and being sacrilegious and saying, well, this is what I think. No, these are the things I've actually lived. So the idea, I came to the point one day, I said, you know something? I'm tired of being a victim. And the only thing I get playing a victim is I keep attracting more people who will be victims in my life in certain situations, and people are taking advantage of me and walking all over me, and I kept on getting, take back the power card. You know, take back your power and all these things. So, you know, it's finally one of those days to see ideal sitting down and going, I need to listen, not just to my angels, but they're talking to me, so therefore I need to listen to myself as well. So when you stand up and you take 100% accountability for your life, the one reason I brought this all up is because next thing I knew, my dreams started getting very clear and very vivid about certain things that they were trying to talk to me, because I was opening up and saying, okay, angels, doesn't matter how you communicate with me, that, you know, bring the messages to me in the way that you think you should do that. I've actually had negative people walk up to me and tell me something positive. And I felt like at that moment my angels were actually working through that person, because they knew I was going to take notice of this person, because this person had never said anything positive. All of a sudden they were telling me something I should do in a very positive way. So you take notice of that. Same thing with your dreams. I've had some wild dreams. And, you know, dreams can actually answer questions. They can also predict certain things that are going to happen. So it's the idea of taking notice of those things. And a lot of us, I think in some ways, like Barbara and me and that kind of thing, we have these things sitting there by our tables, and we're ready to write these dreams down in case we don't run into somebody else that we can actually talk to about it, because in the process of working and stuff, we see things through other people. You can see that too, can't you, Dee?
Yes, I can. Yes, definitely. I think that we do create our lives, and I do think that I believe that everything that comes to us, even if it is through another person, it is definitely a message for us. You know, if someone, like you said, is disrespectful to me, then I'd have to take a look at why I would create that in my life. There's something about me that doesn't respect myself, and it's reflecting back to me through another person. So I do believe wholeheartedly, you know, that anything in our life, it's not because someone's being mean to us. I think we draw it in for a lesson for ourselves. And it just, you know, so I do believe that. And
also trying to understand people. It's like trying to people understand that when things come in your life, because some people have a tendency to look at a selfish person and say, okay, I must be a selfish person too. Well, maybe you are. But see, you also have to look at the situation of interpretation. If the person is being selfish in your interpretation, you also need to look at that too, about the definition of selfishness. Selfishness, if a person is thinking about themselves all the time. See, when I look at selfishness, I have a hard time dealing with the word itself in particular ways, because it's almost like some people have taken it and put it in a bad sense, when actually if you trace the source back of focusing on self, is the correct way of saying it, instead of saying being selfish. There are people who have a tendency to hoard, which also has a tendency to put in the category of being selfish as well. But in the sense I've seen with people, like egotisticness, people look at a person and go, wow, look at him. He is so self-centered, when it could be just self-aware and confident. But we also have to look at ourselves and look at the people who are interpreting these things and what we've been, to actually get the true meaning of what these words and what these sayings really mean. Because I feel like everybody is an individual, but a lot of times we have a tendency to put a title on somebody because of somebody else previously in our lives that we come across. And we need to separate those things out too. So, you know, the idea of guidance and listening to your dreams and chakras and auras and all these kind of things, these are just a way of clearing the channel out so you can see things a whole lot clearer, but also see yourself very clearly too as well. Because I guarantee you, the women who sit down and really get to know themselves start to understand their kids even more. And they're calm, they're collected, they communicate with their kids. I think that we should stop being in a situation of putting certain titles for the good thing, you know? Some people say you shouldn't be friends with your kids. I think you can be friends with your kids, but you should also know when to be that authoritative figure as well and put them in their place when they need to. Which, if you think about a true friend, that's exactly what they do.
Yes, so, because some people even I find would talk to down to their children, but would never talk that way to a friend.
Exactly.
You know, I've seen instances where, like I said, they take it for granted that the kids are in their life, so they'll talk down to them. And then, again, they wouldn't talk to their friend that way. So I think a rule of thumb would be, talk to your kids like you would talk to your friend at times.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense.
What
I was going to say was, I was going to say thanks, Barbara, for being here in the early part of the show. I know she said she had to go and said she had an important phone call, and we really wanted to sit there and say bye in the proper way. And I understand when you have to duck out and you got to take care of important situations and that kind of thing. So,
no problem, Barbara. I just wanted to sit there and say thank you for being here as always.
And for everybody else, I'm losing my voice. And not really losing my voice, I think I lost
a little bit of direction there.
If you all want to call in and get a reading, please do so, or donate your readings. Call in here, number 646-721-9031. And again, I want to sit here and tell everybody that I do personal readings as well. And if you want to get that, if you're in the chat room, you'll see the information in there as well. But if you're not, the number is 937-838-6337. And right now, for people who call the show, for a 60-minute session, it's $65. For a 30-minute session, it's $45. And for a 15-minute session, it's $30. And the reason I say we're having a special, because my regular rates are $125 for a 60-minute session, or you can buy 11 sessions, that's a block of time, for $175. I also do relationship counseling sessions, which are about between 45 minutes to an hour. And right now they usually go for, they go for $175 for a 60-minute session.
But you can also get a block of those. I think it's a block of three for $333. And a lot of times I tell everybody else, well, the sessions that I have are supposed to be 60-minute sessions, but they do have a tendency to go over, and if they do, that's fine. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer on situations, but 60-minute sessions, 125, or a block 11 for 175. 30-minute sessions are going for $75, or you can get a block of six for $85, or you can also get a block of... Oh, you go. There's another one for $55. Is it? What was that? Like a another session you can get for $45, and then if you want, you can get a block of four for those for $65. So, and we, like I said before, I got life coaching. Those what happens with life coaching sessions? They go between 45 minutes to an hour, but they can also be an hour and a half. The life coach, they're 90 minutes. And they're also $175 for a 90-minute session. Or you can get three sessions, 90-minute sessions, for $333. Excuse me. But
So that in case people need to review that, is mm-hmm. that on your website?
Yes. Yeah, so if you want to, you can go. If you want to take a look at all these things and you're not really sure exactly what I said, just go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Go check that out. And what I mean by that, if you didn't hear what I said, I mean, I'm the same way. I have a tendency, I want to shoot these people, these mufflers, man, I swear. Get a muffler, dude. I'm trying to get some air coming in here. Because we have, like you said, it's been such a great day, and I have a window right by my little situation here where I have my show at. And I was trying to get some air, and it seems like since I opened my window, everybody decided to come to my house. It's almost like, ooh, Donnie's window's open. Let's go drive by his house with our muffler. Our mufflers suck. So visit Donnie here all about it. And I know we shouldn't say things like that, but I was sitting there. I just said, it's kind of funny. I didn't really hear anybody until I opened the window. And then all of a sudden I'm going, why do people keep going up my street? That's the most confusing thing for me. You know why? You know why? You know what that is? What, like that D? Because this street doesn't go anywhere. So that was kind of interesting. D? Well, this was an interesting. So, so if anybody in the chat room wants to ask a question, be feel right to. I didn't mean to kind of spew on about the whole thing, but I thought it was just kind of interesting that as soon as I opened my door, or as soon as I opened my window, everybody wants to drive by my house. And I'm just like, jeez. Where are they going? Because my street, my street doesn't go anywhere. You would think it's Main Street, but it's not. It's kind of funny. I have to go. I have to call Steven. Hi. Can I ask you a question from my husband? I would say, yes, you can. I'm trying to get people to call in to get readings, but we'll answer the questions in the chat room as well. If you want me to throw a couple cards down, just say, hey, could you throw a couple cards down for me from your angel deck? And we'll see what's happening. If somebody wants to, we haven't done this in a while in the chat room either. If you want me to shuffle the cards and pull out an angel card for you for the day, or give you an angel card to kind of set the tone for tomorrow, let me know. I'll be glad to do that. And if you have any questions, just let me know. I'll be checking periodically. And we have a caller on the line, so we're going to call in and see what it's all about. I'm going to see what's going on. Hello, area code 805. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, how are you? Was you just listening
Hi.
In? Or?
Yeah, just listening in. I guess if you give me what you said about an angel card for, I don't know, basically I just have a question on my love life and stuff. Am I going
okay,
to
let me ask you a question.
Or,
mm-hmm. let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, what's your name?
My name is John.
John? And the first thing I'd want you to do, John, is I want you to sit there and I want you to relax and calm down.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Your energy is very high. It's you're getting ahead of yourself. It's almost like you can see your sentences before you say them. So it's kind of fumbling you up a little bit, and you're trying to figure out what you really want to say. At the same time, you have a lot of other things you want to say, too, and you're trying to get them all out there at the same time. So just, you know, I would recommend at this moment, right this minute, and I'm not picking on you nuts. I'm just saying you should take at least 3 deep breaths and just kind of relax and calm down, because when I try to do readings for people, that can actually throw me off.
Excuse me?
I said take 3 deep breaths, because your energy is like really hype, and when I sometimes with me trying to do readings for you, that can actually interfere with it. So I'm just trying to get you to relax and that kind of stuff.
I understand.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, that does.
And what you were saying was you wonder if I could shuffle the cards for you and give you a card to set the tone, like an angel card for the day. But I almost got the impression that you want one for tomorrow, since this day is pretty much over for you.
Yeah.
That's fine. No, that's good. I'm just specifying and clearing the whole little thing up. I know you got a relationship going on with some lady who seems to be contrary.
Well,
does it make sense?
Let me know. What is that? I'm sorry again.
The idea of a contrary woman. Does that make sense to you?
What do you mean by, contrary? Okay.
Yeah, she has a tendency to contradict herself. It's like a woman coming off very emotional and very headstrong, and then they have a tendency to say, I'll just put it this way, someone comes on really strong to the point where you're thinking they want the relationship to go quickly, and then out their mouth they'll say, I want to take things slow, which is confusing. Something like that.
Yeah, confusing is one way of saying it, I guess, but I don't know, have you... Kicked out a card?
No, John.
I'm
very connected.
I don't know.
To my angel. I'm very psychic, very intuitive, very clairvoyant,
okay.
Clairaudient. So I tried hearing messages before I actually started doing the cards. The cards have a tendency to. When I do cards, they have a tendency to be the back up what I say.
The what?
The cards have a tendency to back up what I've already said.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm actually still shuffling the cards.
You're asking me a question for the cards?
Yeah, if you have a question for the cards, that's great.
Oh,
I mean,
I don't know how else to say.
John,
I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just...
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Okay, just relax.
No, I'm just very, like, lost right now, or... I mean, not just like I'm trying. I can't wait,
what it,
come up with just, what I want to say for some reason. I don't know.
No, John. Just do me a favor.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and just relax. Because I mean, it's like if it's not flowing, then sometimes when things don't flow out your mouth and don't flow easily, where you can actually communicate those things, it's basically telling you that you don't need to. So just relax, and then we can actually sit here and focus on the thing with this girl. Now, this girl that you have in your life right now seems, I don't know, for some reason, it might come off as something pretty recently. But at the same time, I keep getting back and forth on that. So it says she's recent, but she's not recent. So I'm just trying to distinguish and kind of, like,
recent
separate
but
not
it. Recent.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's like, she's somebody, she's been in your life, I would say, months.
Huh. I really can't think of right now of whom you're speaking of. I mean, you're saying recent, but not recent?
Well, see, the situation I'm trying to figure out is if there's a woman. If you don't have a woman in your life right now?
No, there isn't.
Okay. Well, in that case, then, it would be something as more of a person who's watching you.
Watching
who's
me?
Yes, who's fascinated with you, or is infatuated with you, but not really getting the nerve to voice it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason I asked the question is I was trying to figure out it's kind of recent, but it's not recent. So I feel like this person has been something.
Oh.
I would say, this is a person around you that you've crossed paths with before, and then she disappears, and then you come in contact with her again. So it comes off as somebody you know before, but then just recently someone has come back in your life that there's curiosity about. I keep getting that there's also a freaking thing going on where there is
as I call it, a new love coming into your life here in the next couple of months.
Excuse me, a new... what was that you said? I'm sorry?
A new love relationship coming into your life in the next 2 months. I'm going to sit here.
The next 2 months.
I would say sometime between now and 2 months, the 2 month period, 60 days, that you're going to be in a relationship.
Learn how to type the message.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, I have an idea, maybe, but who would? I mean, just, I mean, but then you were talking about someone that was recent, or I mean, not recent and stuff. Are these two different?
They're two different people. They're two different people, yes.
Okay.
They're two different people.
Cool.
You see them coming in.
I'm just okay, about the new one that I will, you know, within the next 2 months. Is that going to, I mean,
no,
you know how would that will develop?
Here.
Excuse me?
No, I was talking to D. She popped in.
Oh.
I saw she's now on the line, and I was just saying that. Making sure that she knew that she was on the air, because we're picking up a lot of other things too with her, and I was trying to figure who it is. And Angel Violet was also called. She's asking a question too. So I'm just saying, with your situation, I actually saw the new love card, and I would sit here and say there's definitely a new relationship coming into your life.
Right.
And sometimes with situations. Of looking at people deep and see what they're all about, because of, you know, sometimes you get a new love card. It could be just simply a new loving relationship. It doesn't always mean it's a relationship, but I keep getting that the idea of having a romantic relationship is definitely coming in. And I feel like it'd be more at the end of the 2 months. And I feel like in some ways it could happen any time, but with some of the things that are falling into place, I just feel like something about the whole thing could actually happen. At, what are we talking about? This is February. I would say about between August 26th and August. I meant to say April.
April, okay. I was like August
26th. Yeah, that's longer than 2 months. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's near my birthday too. And
yeah, so August or April's birthday.
What was that? You said August or April?
Yeah, is it April is your birthday or August?
No, August. August 15th.
August 15th, so you're an Aries. No.
Leo.
You're a Leo. You still seem like you have some traits of a Virgo.
I have some traits of...
Quick, cut off, and then hopefully somebody will call out one.
Oh, hello?
I'm trying to figure out what his voice is coming from. D, can you hear
me?
Yeah,
I know.
Hi.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yes. I was hearing a man's voice, and I can't figure where it's coming from, and I know I'm not hearing things.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it, too.
Am I connected now?
Yeah, you're on the air. You're sitting at John,
okay.
Or listening to you, too, and I was hoping to be able to get some insights here with John, too. But as I said before, I felt like he's got a new love relationship coming in here in the next... between April 26th and April 30th. I also feel like he's going to be in a very strong relationship. Definitely know that he is in a relationship by August. Because I feel like he'll be definitely celebrating his birthday with some female. There's also another female around him who has an infatuation with him. But the reason I was asking the questions early to him was because I was trying to separate the two. And I do feel like that they are definitely two people. One's I don't feel like the other one's really going to disclose her feelings, and when she does get really deep feelings about you, she has a tendency to disappear. Okay, John.
Yeah, that something sounds like how you're saying it. But hey, Donnie, can I call you another time, and I'll get have a private reading with you.
Yes, no problem.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I would, I mean, you know, would like to have a more private reading. You get, you know, I guess, fill me in on more things and stuff, or
I'd be glad.
You know, therefore, I would know what to do when the situation comes. But like, when would be a good time to call that the other number you have?
You can actually call me and wrap the show. It's, my show's over at 10. So call me at the other number. Do you want that number?
No, I saw it on there.
Okay, we'll call it after the show.
Well, I mean, like, how do I go about? Do I call that number to schedule, like, you know, appointment for a reading, or?
What I used to tell people to do is just go to my website. If you're going to get a reading, and just go ahead and pay for it, and then when you get done paying for it, call me up, and then we'll do the reading.
Okay, just like that?
That's just like that, yeah. There you go.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Donnie. I will be sure to get a reading, private reading from you within sometime soon.
Okay, no problem, man.
But thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a good night.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, sweetie. Dee's back. Right, Dee?
I'm back. Yes, I am.
Okay. We have another caller on the line, too. And I was looking at... Hold on a minute. I saw something in the chat room. I think it was Angel Violet. Didn't she say something about... Somebody's asking... Oh, okay. No, it's Michelle. My husband wants to know about his career after his graduation in May. He really needs to focus on what he needs... I keep getting the strong word, intentions. What are his intentions of after May? He's looking at May as a deadline, and I'm looking at it as a beginning of something that's really coming into play before May. I really get a strong impression that sometime between, I would say, April and graduation time, something is going to come into his life that's going to be pulling on him, so therefore graduation is just a formality, because he already has something to walk into. I almost get the impression he'll already be doing it anyway, so it'd be okay. He worries too much. Like I always say, since I heard this from Amy, worry is like praying for bad things. And what we want to do here is you want to make your intentions and focus and be very crystal clear about exactly what you want to happen and how you want things to play. Stay, you know. So definitely, really, get into the habit of affirming every day exactly what you want to happen that day. I do that every day. And in the mornings, I get up and write my journal and say, well, today I want to do 4 private readings, and I want to earn this amount of money. And actually, I've changed that. It's more like, thank you, God and angels, for blessing me with 4 private readings today, and 4 blessing me with $500. And thank you for blessing me with a $2,400 income this week. And even to the point of saying, well, today I want to go to the gym, I want to do this and this and this, so therefore if you can guide me through the whole thing of what best way to go about that is, because I've actually walked in the gym on the intentions of working out and doing like chest and back, and then they say, no, just do your back or do chest and arms. And every time I follow that guidance to the letter, it always seems to work out. And it always seems to be in my best interest. And that's what we're talking about here, of opening up your guidance, okay? Make your intentions, but also listen to your guidance and your angels of which direction they're taking you into. Because, I mean, like with your situation, I've been in situations too like that where I'm trying to put things in play. But as soon as I let go of it, it seems like things happen a whole lot quicker, and I start seeing the opportunities a whole lot clearer too as well. So that's what I would tell your husband, is the idea of his career is going to be exactly what he wants it to. But he can't let anything negative feed into that, or it can work against him. So therefore, I feel like your job is to sit there and focus and say and be that supportive person, which I feel like you are anyway. But point it out to him, okay? When he says something in a negative way, you know, what's going to happen? Come back and say, hey, what do you want to happen? That's the whole thing. So if you have any more questions on the top of that whole thing, and you might be able to call in, please do so. I'd be glad to answer your questions for you. We have another caller on the line here. Area code 484. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi. My name is Tiffany, and I had called the show before.
Tiffany.
And
also, yes, say hello to we have Dee with us today, too.
Hi, so Tiffany. Hi. Nice to meet you. Nice to be talking to you.
Yes, nice to hear from you.
I'm sorry. MIQ's talking at the same time. I think we're all on the same wavelength. So it's kind of like, okay, I need to relax and I need to step back a little bit and go, I'm sorry, Tiffany. With the situation, I was just curious. I do remember your voice, but I was still curious about exactly where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Go ahead and ask your questions. I'm sorry.
Well, basically, the last time I had called, I think you had said that you had seen this gentleman coming to live with me in a few weeks, and I'm getting a little nervous because I still haven't even heard any contact from him. And I mean, you know, it's been since the end of October, there's no communication, and I guess I'm just starting to get worried that it's not going to happen, or maybe, I don't know, maybe things shifted. So I was just calling to see if things are still on or no. Or
well, one thing that came to me very quickly is I would love to do a private reading with you and do some energy work of relaxing and calming and that kind of stuff. And also with the situation, the one thing that came to me quickest is the angels are asking, why do you worry so much? It's like there are certain things that it's like in this situation, you want it to happen, but in the same way, you don't want it to happen. And it's almost like you get the impression of trying to balance it out and asking yourself, what do you really want to happen? Because it's almost like, I wouldn't say anything as in things have shifted, but I would say that they're trying to. And it's like it needs a little clarification of exactly what do you really want. Because in one sense, the idea of it happening does appeal to you, but at the same time, there's also this other sense that you don't want to take on the responsibility of taking care of somebody. In the sense of doing everything, you know, and you do have a tendency to really go to bat for a lot of people when you should let them stay on their own 2 feet. Because I'm in the same situation too, where you have a tendency to and have people. The more you think you need to pick them up when all you're doing is just enabling them to keep doing the same thing over and over again, when you should just let them fall down and learn how to pick themselves up. That's what I'm saying. And it's easy to get caught up in those things. I know it is. I've been there myself, so I understand where you're coming from. So does that sound familiar to you?
I guess. I mean, I just feel like I don't know where I stand. I mean, I never would have thought this gentleman would have done this to me. This was not his character or personality at all to speaking to me. So, I mean, in my heart, I feel like it's the end of the road, that I'm never going to hear from this man again.
Okay, now, when we talk about the situation, we're not talking about Jason.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm talking about Christopher.
Okay, Christopher. I just want to make sure we're talking about, you know, focusing on the right. No, I'm just saying, Jason has done some things that do come across your mind from time to time, so I just want to separate those thoughts and start focusing on Christopher and the situation that's going on. Christopher does have a tendency to be wishy-washy, and almost sometimes he needs a swift kick in the butt to follow through in some sense.
Okay.
So I'm just saying with the situation, see, the thing I pick up the most here is what you want.
Well,
you know,
what I want is I want things the way that it used to be with me and Chris. I mean, we were pretty good. Everything, we never had any kind of argument. And for him to just up and just quit communicating with me and stop everything, and he's in a different state, and I have no way to grasp this or anything. I don't know why it happened. I don't know why this happened to me. I feel like it's the end of the road for me and Chris, and I look at all the stuff and all the time that I invested in this man, and it's not easy for me to get into a relationship because I have a hard time trusting people. So I feel like, you know, what do I do now?
You know, is this totally down the drain?
Well, the situation is, what I keep picking up on is you need to learn to live your life. The worrying thing is thinking too much of what if this and that and the other, going back and forth. When I say live your life, I've been there myself, where when you worry too much and you focus on just that, everything stops because you have taken the time to stop to think about it all the time. And in the process of thinking about it, you don't go anywhere. But when you start living your life, the ideal of certain things, you start feeling that they're going to happen because now you're moving forward again and you're living your life. You put a lot of things on hold, which means you put yourself on hold. You're not really focusing on yourself as much as you should. Because if you would focus on yourself, you'd realize what this worrying is doing is making you sick. It's having an effect on your body. And it's like the idea, it doesn't matter if it happens or it's not going to happen. You gotta sit there and tell yourself, so what if it doesn't happen? The worrying part is, I'm making this worse than it really is. And maybe if I just stop worrying about it so much, then maybe what the possibility of what could happen will. And maybe the reason it's not happening at this moment is because of this energy you're putting out there has a tendency to push on people. And when you know for a fact, when you push on something, it just keeps getting further away.
Right.
So it's like, that's what I'm saying with the situation of focusing on your energy, okay? I would also do some meditations too and ask your angels to talk to me. Well, not me personally, I'm talking about you. To talk to you in the midst of your dreams, to also see certain things more clearly. Because a lot of times we start seeing visions and we do recall dreams, but we're not really too sure about it. This is the time we sit down and we go, okay, I don't understand.
Right.
Well, ask your angels the same thing. Okay, I don't understand. I know you're trying to tell me something, but could you please put it in a way that I can actually understand what that means? And they will. Sometimes we have a tendency not to think that we can actually ask the follow-up questions. And they're always sitting there going, okay, if you don't understand, the point that they really want to happen here is, the information is coming to you for a reason, so you make decisions accordingly. If you can't understand it, they're saying, please ask. But you also have to focus on yourself as well, because it's like we're looking at two-way streets.
Right.
In order to have a two-way street, we need to focus on ourselves first and make sure there's no, you know, do not enter.
Right. I thought, you know, me and Chris were working towards a goal of being together and starting a life together, and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of feel like, you know, I was stuck by the roadside here, you know?
No, I understand what you're saying, but I feel like with the situation, and Christopher did what he did for himself, he wasn't per se doing anything to hurt anybody. It was just the idea of getting too close and having too many feelings and not really knowing how to deal with those things. So therefore, he decided to take a different course, not realizing in the course of what he did left a lot of confusion and a lot of unanswered questions. But it wasn't intentionally done where, okay, I'm going to do this to you. And I just don't feel that. I feel like it was just one of those things that what we call self-preservation, where he felt like he needed to do this for himself. Of course, in some sense of the word, I think he could have done it a different way, of course. But he didn't.
But I'm telling
you that everything's, to me, I still feel like things are still in course. The timing might be off a little bit because of putting too much worry into this whole thing. And that's not it. That energy can actually push things off to keep them from happening as fast as we'd like them to. So that's what I'm saying with you. I mean, that's why I was sitting there suggesting a private reading. We actually sit down for an hour and actually do some work on you, help you focus on some things, and also do some energy exercises so that you can understand that in the course of chakras and auras and energy and balancing, you can also raise the vibration, but you can also lower it too.
I'm also hearing, Tiffany, that you mentioned that you have a hard time trusting people. And
right.
What happens in those cases, sometimes you'll draw that in where you're coming from. You'll create a situation where it brings in that distrust. So there might be a part of you that, because you don't trust people, you might pull in that type of relationship to be right about not trusting people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I could give the impression Angel was talking about how they're helping you to understand spiritual truth, which
right.
is also spiritual truth is the idea of focusing on oneself to realize how powerful you are, but in the sense of realizing how powerful you are, to realize why you are attracting certain things. So therefore, you can fine-tune it and change it to actually to the point of focusing on the positive things that you want. Because that's what I was saying before. If you're focusing on a relationship that you're not really sure that you do want because of what happened, I mean, the guy walks off and basically leaves a lot of unanswered questions. So in the course of that whole thing of not really focusing on oneself, understand that it had nothing to do with you. It was just Christopher doing what he felt like he needed to do, coming with that kind of understanding, and then start focusing on the outcome you'd like to have, but also focusing on you and asking yourself, do you want to be a person who's like has all this sporadic energy, or do you want to sit there and focus and work on yourself to where you can be a calm, nurturing, loving person too?
Right.
Because you are. But when you put this worry into the whole thing, the worry makes you become a person that you don't like. So therefore, you have a tendency to attract people that you're not too sure about. Because at
right.
this moment, yeah, at this moment, you're not too sure about yourself. But
right.
You know,
everyone's saying, you know, move on, find someone else. I can't do that. In my 36 years of living, I had three relationships. The first one lasted 13 years. The one with Jason lasts 5 years. And the one with Christopher is 2 years. So there's no me finding no one new. That's not going to happen. That's not my chemical makeup. That's not what I'm going to do. So it ain't like I'm going to go date someone. I'm not doing that. I mean, I invested a lot of time getting to know Christopher. We were friends for about a year before we even took it to the next level. And like I said, he's in another state. So a lot of it was on the phone and, you know, letter writing and stuff like that. And stuff that, you know, I thought was a solid foundation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I can't believe that, you know, I'm not with him. And that he just is not communicating with me. I can't believe that this is happening.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. That's what I was saying before. In this situation, it's the ideal working with oneself because right now you really do have the time to do that. And I feel like by working on yourself, and I feel like this situation, I feel like it's going to come together. It's just to take those steps to work on oneself. I feel like it's going to bring about a different change in how that's going to happen.
Right, right. And, you know, the other issue is if he does come back, how do I know that he isn't going to do this again?
That's true, you don't. But see, the point I do know for a fact that when you work on yourself and you're being true and honest with yourself and you feel good and you know you have this self-awareness about yourself,
right.
Then when people like this come back into your life, they're coming into life because you attracted them, so therefore that you will be on the same level. So you have to trust that you wouldn't do this. And I don't feel like he would either.
Okay? Right.
That's what I'm saying with the situation. I mean, sometimes the situations people are pulled apart that are meant to be together just so they can learn things about themselves to come back stronger people. So therefore, you need to take the time to do the same thing for yourself.
Okay.
You know, and it's. But I'm telling you right now, the situation of not working on oneself and then going out there and thinking that something's going to change, if you're not willing to change and work with yourself and look within, then things
right.
on the outside are not going to change any faster either. It all starts within you.
Right.
Okay? But I guarantee when you do that, I feel like he will come back. I feel like there's a lot of work on both sides of the spectrum here, but he's working on one too as well. So that's what I'm saying to you. Work on yourself as well and ask yourself, why do I worry? Why do I have a tendency to think through things so much and those kind of things? Because in the progression, I understand of you coming to a point, but at the same time, you're still being attracted to certain things that have to do with being spiritual. So those are happening for a reason. So take those in and understand what they mean. Because the more you know about yourself and the more you know yourself, the person who comes in your life, you know them too.
Right. Okay.
And I guarantee you will definitely see a different outcome on this whole situation. But like I said, like I stress to everybody, if you're not willing to do the work, then there's not going to be any change on that format. If not, you know, Christopher would fall to the wayside and won't pop into your life. You might attract somebody else who might actually be a little bit worse than Christopher. Because
right.
by not doing the work and worrying so much, worry, like I said before, and you know, the first time I heard Amy say this, when it was worry is praying for bad things. Because on the other spectrum, in the positive way, we're praying for positive things to happen. And when we worry, all we're focusing on at that moment is all the bad things that could happen. So you
right.
don't want to focus on that. You want to focus on, if Christopher came back today, in the way that I want him to be, in the way he was, and could have the same relationship that we had before, but maybe 10 times better.
Right.
That's what you need to focus on.
Okay. Well, if I would start doing energy work and stuff with you, how long would it take for things to get back on track with this man?
Well, right now I would suggest about 3 sessions to start off with. And then from that point on, take it from there. I mean, it's like analyzing the situation. We'll do three sessions, and then when those three
right.
sessions are over, we'll sit there and be objective and look at the situation of how we should continue and what's happening from there on. Okay.
Mhm.
So you contact me. You can contact me after the show tonight, or you can contact me first thing in the morning, and we'll sit down and make an appointment and make a payment arrangements and that kind of thing and get started.
Okay.
Because I always tell people, go to my website, make your payments. I mean, I've got some sessions going on. If you want to take advantage of one of the blocks of time, or maybe if you see a block of time, like six for $85, and maybe you
right.
only want to do like 4
right.
for 45 or whatever it is,
right.
I'm open-minded. Whatever's working for you, because I definitely know that for 3 sessions would work off the bat. Right off the bat, we could do 3 sessions. And right now, I probably could do 3 sessions for at least, you know, of like $20 off the $85.
Okay.
All like right. I always tell everybody, go make your payment. As soon as you make your payment, call me up and say, I've done this, and this get working. And we'll go right there, okay?
Right, right. Okay. Well, I'm going to look into that and, you know, start working with you and, you know, see what we can come up with. If you feel that this isn't the end of the road for me and him, you know.
I don't. I keep getting, it's not over. And there's definitely ways of working with this and working on certain things and focusing on the positive outcome and getting that positive outcome. And I believe that's stolen because I've done it myself. I've got so many techniques that I've actually done myself. But I'd definitely love to sit down and work with you and do the same techniques because I know they work.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I will definitely be in touch, and we'll get start working on this.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tiffany, and please do so. I'd like to get started as soon as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Okay, Dee.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2 minutes left in the show, and I just want to thank you for being here. Thank you, Barbara, for being here. And I think if you get a chance, throw some more information about yourself in the chat room for everybody. I know I am. And then,
all right, and thank you for having me, too. I appreciate that.
Okay, and I want to thank all the callers that called in today, for each and every one of you guys who are listening out there. Thank you for listening and for the callers, and thank you for supporting the show. It's been really great. It's been a good show. I would love for more of you guys to call in because I just love doing readings and working with people. So, you know, but we're going to be here tomorrow. Tomorrow, what show is, we're going to be, it's Friday. You know what Friday is? Come on, guys. If you all regular listeners out there, Friday, it's free angel card reading day. Okay? Free angel card Friday. And then we'll also be here Saturday, too. Saturday is going to be... that's going to be free angel card Saturday. So call in. We'll be on Fridays and Saturdays. We do nothing but readings for 3 hours. So call in here. And Nicole Bowman is going to be here tomorrow, and she's going to talk about her show. We're going to get to know more about her, too. We're going to answer all your questions. So give us a call and jump in there. And it's been a great show. And like I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And we are out of here. And you guys have a great day.
And late nights turn to days. I spend my life in and out. Open up the door to temptation. And every time we try, it's hard.
Okay, I was actually talking. Things shot up in there, man. We have this craziness going. Okay, all right. D?
Yes.
Wow, man, this switchboard drives me nuts. No.
Can you hear me?
It's an old, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, it's an old Journey tune. I told everybody, my friend was asking about that.
I love Journey, yeah, I like Journey.
Yeah, she said, she goes, it's kind of funny how you picked that tune. I said, why? And I never even thought about it until after she said it. She goes, you call yourself Psychic Journeyman, Psychic ex-Journeyman. Journey?
Oh, yeah.
And I decided to then go, all right, it's Journey song. It's a Journey song. But then I picked up this foreigner tune, which is called Angel Tonight. I need an angel tonight. Yeah. It's kind of cool.
I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot. Wow, that really matches. So what is your show on Monday? What is the topic for Monday, do you know, offhand?
Well, no, I don't. Hold on. Let's see if I can pull this up. Hold up. Let's see. We'll attract the same person as Christopher if their work is done. Yeah, people talk in the chat room, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, a lot of people chatting, yeah.
So thank you. Yeah, I guess I should know how to type, huh?
You'll have practice.
I'm trying to get as fast as I can on the whole thing, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. But what was I talking about?
The Journey song.
Yeah. I was going to say something else. Oh, the show. That's what I'm going to
say. Yeah, the show on Monday. Yeah.
I'm trying to pull it up real quick. Oh, man, it's kind of chilly, but not. You know, it's like I've been in the house for so fucking long.
It's going to be nice tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, because it's like, where are you at?
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be Connecticut, huh?
Just a little longer to get the nice weather, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I already put this together for next week, so I'm just trying to pull them up real quick.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right, because I can touch base with you anyway on Sunday, you know.
I already got it, man. Hold up.
Okay.
You know something? I haven't. I did every other show except for the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. What I did was every Friday and Saturday, it's always free reading Saturday.
That's
free
a
reading
good
Friday.
Idea, too. Yeah,
so
that's
just,
a real good idea.
Yeah. So I just kind of jumped in there. I said, I can actually plan shows up to 30 days in advance. So I just went 30 days. I went 30 days in advance and put all the shows together.
Yes.
For
what a good idea.
For the Fridays and get those out of the way, and then I've done one for the 24th. That's Thursday. We're gonna be doing a show on super beings again.
Mm-hmm.
Can you be one? And I actually have a book called Super Beings by John Randolph Price.
And
some of the books he's got. And I'm actually waiting. Here's something. If you get an impression on this one, I've been waiting for this book called the Alchemist Handbook. It's called the Alchemy Handbook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's way off the subject you're talking about. Scandal.
No, I wasn't
so what are you thinking about, Dee?
No.
Do you have it? So what we could do?
Hey, I'm looking forward to dreaming tonight. That's all I can say.
Well, what I was going to do is I was going to say with the 21st, which you're going to be on the 21st, right? That's Monday. We'll just have D on Monday, which is the 21st.
Yes.
And we'll talk. And I don't think we really touched on the idea. You said you wrote a book, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can go in more depth on your book and this board game that you're talking about. But the idea of trying to come up with the ideal of helping people get an idea in their head, but sometimes when you give people ideals in their heads, the idea of coming up behind that with some kind of board or have a focus board or a focus board game or something like that, it is people would be attracted to it because they already have the thought in their heads of looking for a focus point.
That's a really good idea. And I'll have more like an in depth description of it, you know.
There we go. I just got an idea. It's a show for focus boards, vision boards, or whatever you want to call it. What we'll do is we'll bring to the show different variations. Mm-hmm. Some people call it a vision board. Some people call it focus board, or what was that?
Because instead of just having it where people have to come here and walk their path, I'm doing like angel cards, but I'm just doing the path cards.
Mm-hmm.
So that people will be able to eventually, you know, be able to get like a reading off of the path cards too, versus having to be in person doing them.
If you want to attract if you want to attract a guy, mm-hmm. wear senses like this, pumpkin pie or lavender.
Hmm. Wow, that's interesting.
Guys who actually want to work more on sexual energy stamina, it's pumpkin seeds, eggs, and spinach.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Women, to attract, good and, there's a plate, something called good and plenty. I don't know what that means. Good and plenty and cucumbers.
Good and plenty. Well, it used to be a candy with licorice, black licorice on the inside with a coating on the outside. That's a good and plenty type candy. That's the only good and plenty I know.
They say that attracts women.
Good and plenty.
And cucumbers.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you want to check out a book, it's called Past Life Memoirs of Atlantis. It's called A Personal Account by Candace O'Donnell.
Oh, okay. All right.
She was on the show last Saturday.
Oh, that's interesting.
I've also been passing this thing along about this new moon check.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you take a check and write it once a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what you do is you get your check, put it out there. When you write the check out, what you do is you put where it says pay to the order of, you put your name there, where you would put the numbers.
Yes.
You put in there paid in full, and then then where you would spell it out, you put paid in full, and then do like you would a check where you take a little squiggly line to the end and do your 00XX. And then when you put down where it says sign, you put down the law of abundance. And if you want to put a memo on there, you just put down new moon check. And then you take you take the check and you put it, I put mine under my laptop because that's where I do all my work.
Mm-hmm. But will you put it in view so that you are constantly reminded?
No, what you do is you just put it where you would focus more, where do you work? You know, if you have a workstation or something, at your house or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to look at those kind of things and put it together, and you're not really too sure. I do my show from my laptop. I do about everything on the laptop. So I put my check.
Yeah.
I take my check and put it under my laptop. Now they say it's like a new moon check. You're supposed to do like around the new moon.
Yes. Yeah.
I was talking to Amy. Amy said when she did it, she just wrote the check out, and ever since she's been doing that, she always has something fascinating happens in the months. This last month she got a tip from somebody for $500.
Oh, nice. I'll have to give that a try.
Awesome. Everybody because everybody's been looking for different variations on something. Like I said, what I was asking you was, do you see me getting my book, The Alchemy Handbook, tomorrow?
For tomorrow?
I got two books that are still coming out.
You already have the one, right? And you're waiting on the other two?
Yes.
Okay. What I would recommend is vision it, you know, put it in your vision before you go to bed tonight and see it, you know, coming to you so that it, you know, basically if you vision it, and I think that you will be able to receive it. If it's more of a, more of a need to get it or something like that, it probably will be delayed. You know what I'm saying? It's the same energy you have when you're anxious to get something. It's that same thing that kind of repels it.
So I change the tone and go, I would love to have my book. right yes. now close to some fascinating yes. reading, fascinating yes. techniques I could pass on to my clients. And I'd like to yes. pass those on as soon as possible.
Yes.
So
yes.
please help me open up, relax, and let my book be there tomorrow.
Yes, yes. And so it is.
Well, thank you. Yes. I got that show because we're going to do a show on vision. That's it. I call mine vision board. We call it life board. What's someone else call it?
Dream board?
Vision. What's another word? Vision. Focus. Focus.
Okay. Focus. There's that board. Focus again. That focus
yeah,
and intention.
Focus.
They go hand in
well,
hand, that's
was,
for sure.
What I did is I wrote the check out, right? But before I wrote the check out, I actually took out two checks and wrote down one for $2,400. For weekly income, and then I wrote another check out for like almost like for $9,600, which is my monthly income if you add those up.
Okay.
But those are my and focus board, and then I put my check underneath my laptop. So I'm focusing and saying, okay, you're right. What you're saying is you want everything to be paid in full. You want to, and I always sit there and say, well, thank you, God and angels, for everything being paid in full. So therefore, I can happily pay my bills and joyfully meet all my obligations.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a great affirmation. Yep. I think that's awesome.
And I'll be
yeah,
so
and
happy.
And it's kind of, I always see it as planting seed, you know. I always see it as affirmations as like planting seed out into the universe. And then it has to come back to you, you know. You get your harvest that way. But that's why I've always... really conscious of the way I use my words, because I know they're going out there, and then I know how they're going to come back. So I'm that's why I really, really participate in affirmations and things like that. So I think that's awesome. And that's why I'm very careful, even when, you know, I don't use the word I want something, because it keeps me in want. You know, if I, you know, I, and at times I'll say I have it, even if I don't, but I still use that word I have it. Because I know it's coming to me, you know, it is mine, so I can use that, but I won't use the word I want something, because it keeps it, it keeps it in that wanting mode, you know, so so I just, you know, really, really conscious of some of the words I use, and I think it makes a difference, so I'm glad you have your book that you were waiting for.
Yeah, I'm really.
Excited about that. So what I'll do, like I said, do you want me to touch base with you before the show on Monday, or do you want me to confirm it on Sunday, or just call in before the show? Is there?
Yeah, if you want to call in early that day, that'd be great.
All right.
I'm trying to get
well, I can do
yeah.
that.
And then your name is
D Ohar. And actually, it's Nadia, because I went under my author name, Nadia. That's my real name. So I don't know if that's, but Nadia Ohar, that's pretty much what I use for that. It's N-A-D. Yeah, it's N as like in Nancy. N as in Nancy.
Oh, it's N. N as in Nancy.
Yeah, A.
And
then D as in Donnie.
Okay.
I-A. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then your last name?
It's O.
O.
H.
O-H? Okay.
No, it's H as in hat. Or, yeah, H. A-R.
Okay.
O-R. Yeah, it's O-R. That's,
okay, well, the O, is there like a comma
no.
there or something?
No, no, just O-H-A-R.
Okay.
Yeah.
No
and,
problem.
So, all right. Well, thank you again. I appreciate it. And I will talk with you on Monday.
Okay, no problem. I will do.
All right.
I'm going to go do that show, too. I got the thought and visions in my head, so I'm going to go do it.
Okay. And enjoy your book tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you. I will, and I'll share everything with you on Monday.
All right. Thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
A good
you
night.
Have a great night. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.